Welcome back to Monday, 5:39, as we jump into the sports segment. It's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, that starting today, LeBron James has the ability
tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow.
Has the ability to, sign with other teams. The free agency period begins in the NBA, and it is going to be a feeding frenzy because there are some big names out there. Not only LeBron James, but a bunch of others as well.
So it is also my understanding that he's got a lot on his mind. There's a lot of things that he's got to be thinking of. So we had our crack team of researchers go into LeBron James' mind.
Mm-hmm.
And on our Facebook page this morning, you will find a list of things that are, on his mind, things that he's thinking about this mm-hmm. morning. And so if you would like to know what LeBron James is thinking, just go to Seth Mila, WSAU, on Facebook, or the AM 550 on Facebook page, and you'll see a list of things that LeBron James is thinking about.
Okay.
And it's very scientific, very accurate.
I'm sure.
Very entertaining. All right, what else is going on in the world of sports?
Well, speaking of basketball, the Bucks look like they're going to be having a new coach, and it's going to be Jason Kidd in one of those deals where they're going to trade a draft pick to the Brooklyn Nets for Jason Kidd. Apparently one of the new Bucks owners knows Jason Kidd, and Kidd is looking forward to the challenge of working with a younger team and building them into a winner. So that will probably happen by today at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Brewers have the best record in baseball. They are the first team to 50 wins as well. They have an off day today, and they go up to Canada to play an interleague series starting tomorrow night against Toronto.
Now,
actually, hold on. Both the Toronto games are day games.
Are they really?
Baseball tomorrow and the day after, because in Canada, they're inventing holidays.
They don't even have night games, do they?
Well, they don't have. It's not Independence Day in Canada, so what is it this week?
No, Canada has Victoria Day or Dominion Day or something.
Maple Syrup Appreciation Day.
Most of Canada is off all of this week.
Okay, all right.
Well, hockey is done, right?
Hockey is done, yes.
So maybe it's a week of grieving.
Maybe. This will be a good test for the Brewers, because the Blue Jays are the type of team they are likely to see in the playoffs.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens with that. Of course, the World Cup continues. I know you're fascinated by that. But two interesting games yesterday. The Netherlands rallied to beat Mexico, and there is much, much mourning south of the border today.
So Mexico got beaten by the Nether region?
Yes, and they're out. Mm. And Costa Rica, a team that many people didn't think was going to win a game in their group play, is on to the next round. They beat Greece yesterday. And so they are like the underdog sleeper team of the world right now.
Speaking of Costa Rica, in today's hodgepodge of trivial facts that we'll give sometime today, Pablo Escobar is listed in our trivia facts for this morning because of something he did in the 80s in his heyday.
The former drug lord?
Yes.
Well, he was from Colombia, not Costa Rica.
He had a big ranch in Costa Rica, too.
Okay.
He had places all over
the place. Yeah, I suppose.
But he had a place there. A friend of mine knew. Never mind. I don't want to go into that.
A friend of yours knew Pablo Escobar? Oh, that's nice.
No, a friend of mine dated one of Pablo Escobar's capo's daughter. And unbeknownst to him until things started to get serious.
If you were the boy's parent, you'd have to have an intervention. You have any girl you want, not her.
He didn't know. He had no idea until things started to get serious.
And they started investigating.
And the capo took him aside and said, if you're going to be dating my daughter, there are some things that you have to adhere to. First of all, there are bodyguards that will go with you everywhere. And made him learn karate.
Did he tell him why? Of course
He did not find out until after they broke up.
That's nice. Then he probably was really sweating for a few days. Yeah.
I would be afraid of the breakup. Sure.
He and his family lived in Costa Rica. His family were missionaries to Costa Rica, and they were given a very nice home to live in this area. As a matter of fact, their next door neighbor was Mick Jagger, I believe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he ran in some interesting circles in this neighborhood, met this girl, thought she was great. They started dating. His family got shipped out of Costa Rica. He broke it off. He gets back to the States and finds out who this girl was, who the father, because they all got rounded up.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, crap, that was this girl's dad.
Nice.
Oh, crap.
Rounded up for what? For a body cavity search at the airport?
Arresting. They were all arrested.
Wow.
This is back when Pablo Escobar and his team got, routed out and
mm-hmm,
so forth.
Yeah.
And First, his capos got arrested, and then they went after Escobar. It took him a long time to find. Didn't they kill him in a gunfight, or did they arrest him?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, I can't remember. But anyway, that was a very, very interesting circumstance. And he hates when I talk about it, too, because he's still convinced that somebody's looking around the corner to whack him if he's not careful.
But yeah, by the way, somebody tweeted an interesting point about Costa Rica advancing to the next round of the World Cup. They suggested that the country has recovered nicely from that Jurassic Park problem they had.
Very nice. All right, so the Phoenix Suns are in the news.
Now,
are they looking to bring together Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James? Do you think that's going
to
happen?
That's the talk. Apparently, they have enough money under the cap to put together a package to do it. There's all kinds of rumors floating around about where these guys are going. Are they working in collusion to go to the same team? Yada, yada, yada. Both Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh also opted out of their contracts in Miami. So Miami's got a ton of money available under the cap. There's all kinds of interesting scenarios that are being played out. We'll see what happens in the next few days, up to a couple of weeks, maybe.
So the way things go for the new teams could be the most exciting part of the whole basketball season.
Let's put it this way. Wherever LeBron James chooses to go, that team instantly becomes a contender for the championship. LeBron James is the best player in basketball, and he will make whatever team he goes to an instant contender.
You know you make too much money when you're saying, I'll take a pay cut so that we can put better people around me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What guy working at a factory says, well, I'll work a little less so the guy ahead of me on the assembly line, he can do a better job. We'll get someone better in
there. And the product we put out will be better. Yeah, nobody does that, except in professional sports. Occasionally. Not all the time, but once in a while it does happen.
Well, he's just proven he's a hero.
He wants to win rings. The rings are more important. When you make that much money, the money is not that important anymore.
How much does he make? What's his salary? Do you know?
It's a huge amount. But, I mean, when you make that much, the legacy and the championships are more important than the money at that point.
Mm. Michael Jordan still looks at him and goes, yeah, it ain't going to happen, buddy. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We will be back in mere moments. Fear not, campers.
Every day you wake up and head off to work while your pet stays at home, alone and bored. But he doesn't have to be. Not if you subscribe to Petflix. Petflix is an on-demand viewing service from the people that brought you Netflix. With hundreds of choices, Petflix is sure to keep your pet entertained all day with programs like Doghouse of Cards, Game of Bones, and Orange is the New Bark. Maybe reality TV is what your pet is looking for. Like, Here Comes Honey Cockapoo, So You Think You Can Dump, and Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Still barking up the wrong tree? Then maybe your pet wants to run wild through feature films including The Great Gatsby, Dingo Unchained, Dallas Bowser's Club, The Hunger Games Catching Frisbees, 12 Years a Sleep, The Wolfhound of Wall Street, The Secret Life of Walter Kitty, RoboCrap, The Fast and the Furriest, 22 Hump Street, and the list goes on and on. So what are you waiting for? Fetch that phone and order Petflix today. Petflix.
Who wants to watch some TV?
That's a good boy.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.